देखो बॉयफ्रेंड्स ना फिल्मों की तरह होते हैं, कुछ टाइम पास तो कुछ ब्लॉकबस्टर्स।
आज मुझे लग रहा है कि मैं अपनी फिल्म का हीरो हूं।
जब मैं 2 साल का था मेरी मम्मी मुझे छोड़ के चली गई।
चली गई?
भाग गई।
मदर तो इंडिया होती है, तुम्हारी मिल्का निकली, भाग गई।
My mom.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly, and wishing everyone a very happy Diwali. And given the Diwali festivities, unfortunately, we are recording and there are people banging dholes and playing bhangra outside, and so you might get some background sound, so we apologize for that. But we are back with our regular programming after a break, and we are here to talk about Hai Dil Hai Mushkil, and I have with me Shreya and Uttara.
Hi. Hey guys, you probably are used to me by now. Every second week, it's true, I'm giving my opinions like every second week.
You say it like it's a bad thing, and as though people don't want to hear your opinions. We bring you back.
Do you want to go back to this? Whether we come here because we're forced to or because we
No one forced you to be here. You all voluntarily wanted to watch this movie and be on this podcast.
Okay, fine.
So we just came out of Hai Dil Hai Mushkil.
Okay, so it wasn't so bad.
Wow, what a ringing endorsement, straight up. It wasn't so bad.
Okay, because from the reviews, from what I've heard from other people before I went for the movie, everyone was like, it wasn't that good. It was like quite bad, waste of time, blah, blah, blah. So I had really low expectations going into the movie.
I think you just have friends with very high standards.
I don't know, maybe. And then the first half was completely fine. I didn't know why people were complaining or anything. And then the second half, it dragged on as most Hindi movies do, A. And B, there was so much unnecessary drama added into this. Oh, are we doing spoilers this week?
That's a good question, which we should normally have discussed before, but we haven't. Let's try not to.
Okay, fine, no spoilers. Okay, so I won't tell you, but there's just a lot of drama, unnecessary drama in my opinion.
To be honest, I didn't read any reviews before watching the movie. I did speak to my housemates before going for it, so I think that kind of, put me into this mindset, okay, fine, yeah, like, the first half will be good and the second half won't be good. But like Uttara said, it was exactly that. The first half was okay and the second half was just way too much drama. But overall, it was alright. You can't say it's a bad movie because it's not a bad movie, but it's just a typical Karan Johar.
It was like 4 typical Karan Johar films.
combined
into one. I think overall as a story, at the end of the movie, if you think about it, it was like, okay, this, what happened?
That's what I was telling Uttara as well.
Very
like,
strange.
Where's the story? Like, what just happened?
Yeah. But I think there were a lot of nice moments throughout the film, especially in the first half.
Yeah.
Of course, Uttara had like the time of her life with all the Kuchipudi references.
Stop it!
And all of various Karan Johar. I just like my main reaction was like literally from the first scene. Yeah. Karan Johar is just so full of himself. Just inserted references to all his old movies. In the first scene, they talk about Kuch Kuch Hota Hai. Then later on, they talk about Kal Hona Ho. Not talk about, but like they bring in elements
bring
of
in
it.
Easily, yeah.
The Kuch Kuch Hota Hai one I thought was done well. Kal Hona Ho
I don't
was.
Like jokes. I
think that is not the right time and platform to do this. Only on Instagram.
But they acted really well. Yeah. I think Anushka Sharma and Ranbir Kapoor acted extremely well. Ranbir Kapoor is a really good actor and he definitely did justice to his role. Aishwarya Rai, I don't think she had her role. She just had to be like an old woman, and she was an old woman. She wasn't supposed to be an old woman.
That is a hard first of all. She was supposed to be an old woman.
But she was supposed to come across as someone who's very like
mature
and like gone through a lot in her life. Yeah. She's a writer, poet, whatever. That's exactly what it was, right? Like there wasn't much to her character as such.
For all our older listeners, we apologize. We are not spoiled 25-year-old brats.
Actually, Shreya and I were younger. Just FYI.
You're making it worse. So please, just relax. Performances, I thought Ranbir was really good. But I also felt like he was, I guess it was also his character, he He looked like he was sleepy for half the movie. He was just like there doing stuff, like randomly walking around. There were parts which felt like a bit too forced.
When he was crying, like...
No, his crying I thought was good.
I think
actually.
His crying was better than most. No, that was fine, but it was like too much.
Yeah, he cried a lot. Right? But I thought that was okay.
But that was his character, right? Like, to be like a crybaby, to let out his
emotions. Yeah, I think more when he's like trying to be super laid back and chill. But I guess that was also part of his character, so I don't know where to draw the line. But
Lisa Hayden was a surprise, and she was quite funny. Oh yeah, she was good. She was so funny. I liked the script writer. I think the script was very well, especially in the first half. Maybe not the second half so much, but in the first half they had really funny dialogue.
Although questionable reference to Malaysian Airlines.
I thought that was unnecessary. I said first half it was good, second half not so much. But okay, like. Some of the things, the Hindi, like the poetry, like most people, okay, that's...
No, it's true. I think it was not really conversational Hindi. It was very...
Yeah.
No, but I think, but it was meant to be with the characters, right? Because Anushka is, she has grown up speaking Urdu. So she was actually just speaking Urdu and not Hindi.
Yeah.
Where Ranbir, I thought, was fine. Yeah. And then Aishwarya, because they made her a poet for a reason I'm still not clear about.
Because she had to write the lyrics, but there was no other real purpose to her. She was deep.
Why would she be deep? Because she's a poet, so like they had to give some sort of.
Yeah, but I just felt it was forced. I mean, that's just me. But and she was a poet, so that's why she talked in all these fancy flowy lines.
So that like some of that stuff, like okay, anyway, my Hindi is not the best, but I had to read the subtitles to understand what they were saying. Like especially when she was reciting the poetry, like I thought the story was really.
I mean, I can understand it, especially from the first part. Actually, like I wouldn't randomly tell a stranger about my life. I'm sorry, like no matter how drunk I am, no matter how much fun I've had with him, he will not know.
When they first meet, not the interview.
No. When they first meet.
Even the interview part is a bit like you suddenly tell everyone your life story.
But that's fine, it's an interview and he's really well known and stuff. So that's still okay. But the fact that they met at a club, okay, cool. And then like they had fun together, fine. But then that doesn't justify them like knowing every single detail about their lives, you know what I mean? I found that really odd to be honest.
It's a movie.
But then again, you have to have some sort of like a story to it, maybe, or like something that makes sense. So maybe I like think about this too much, but also if her parents disowned her, how does she have so much money? You know what I mean? Like she has such a lavish wedding. Like her wedding.
No, the wedding was paid for by him, right? By DJ Ali.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
But also speaking of DJ Ali, Fawad Khan was in this movie, and there was a lot of controversy before the movie released about whether or not it would be allowed to release in Bombay and in certain parts.
It's banned, right? In Gujarat, in a couple of countries.
Officially, it's not banned. Some specific parties were threatening to disrupt shows and all. I don't think they need to bother because Fawad Khan is only there for like 15 minutes in total, and he has two lines of dialogue, or three maybe. So, anyway, that's a whole different issue which we're not going to get into.
Yeah.
But, he was okay. I expected, there were rumors actually that initially he was supposed to be, he's actually credited only as a guest appearance.
Yeah.
There were rumors that after Kapoor and Sons did well, and after he came on set, that Karan Johar actually rewrote some of it to give him a bigger part. But that doesn't seem to be the case. Or if that is the case, I don't know what his part was initially.
Maybe it was his face, you know what I mean?
A couple of other notable cameos. First off, Alia Bhatt, who I think is going to be Karan Johar's new Kajol, who's his good luck charm, who's going to come in every movie for one random scene. And then Shah Rukh, which people knew, but
I didn't know either. And I don't know, it just made me really happy. It's very weird, but I was excited to see him.
Yeah, I think the whole theater let out like a collective gasp. Like, oh my god, Shah Rukh Khan is here. But he looked so old. When you see his movies, obviously, there's a lot of time and effort put into his appearance and all of that. And like you're like, okay, fine, he still looks good. Even if you watch him. If you watch him in media, actually, he looks old. But when you see him in this, standing directly next to Ranbir Kapoor, you're like, damn, that guy is old.
You can see.
Again, sorry, we don't mean to sound like bratty 25-year-olds. But, yeah.
You're dissing on old people.
I mean, I don't know how. I don't have an age breakdown of who listens to this podcast. Apart from my parents, so they are okay. Although I think even they've lost patience and they've stopped listening. But anyway, songs.
There were no upbeat songs except that for other one at the club, the breakup song,
yeah.
Which I'd heard before.
Anyway,
yeah. Before the movie.
Yeah, that is quite upbeat. Yeah,
I like the breakup song, the one at the club. That was nice, catchy. Fine. The others were all like the sad types, but actually one of the sad songs I liked,
Chandra.
I liked that one. I thought that was quite nice.
I liked all the songs actually. Even the I liked Channa Mera. Actually, I didn't like it when I heard it before, but in the movie it works well.
Yeah.
I like the title song obviously, and I also liked the Cutie Pie song. It actually grows on you. So it's the first time you're hearing it. I understand it sounds weird, but if you keep listening to it, it grows on you. I also liked. I don't know if it's an actual song in the movie or they just randomly put it from somewhere. There's the song when Ranveer and Aishwarya first meet. There's like a really funky like song playing in the background.
When they're
like,
in that bar?
When they're at that club she's just like, don't talk. And it's the most bizarre sequence
I've seen. Why are so many of the scenes in this movie at clubs? No, one more thing. Yeah. This whole concept of the silent club thing where they just run.
Actually a thing.
I know, that's quite cool. I didn't know about it. So I found that kind of cool. I was like, wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
They went to a club in more than one club in London, then Paris, then Vienna. They're just like in clubs.
They're party people, what to do. That's how they live life. For the I understand a bit because Fawad is a DJ. Yeah. So that part makes sense. But actually even everyone else was always going to clubs. It's reflecting the youth of today who just drink and go to clubs and do immoral things. See, I'm trying to defend the
I don't think they would be too happy with that defense, to be honest.
No, because I was hitting on the old people first, and I'm hitting on the young ones as well, so that my hate is balanced.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Sorry, one more question. What did Anushka Sharma do with her life? Like, she didn't do anything in her life. I didn't know that Ranveer was so doing harsh. His MBA. I'm sorry, it's just a legit question that I have.
You
have to make a movie. I understand it's a movie, so you can't like put logic into it. You make it a little realistic, right? And people do things in their lives, but she didn't have like a job. She didn't have like anything she was following. Because at least you knew that, okay, fine, he's doing his MBA, or he didn't attend a single class.
No, but after that, she got married and then she followed DJ Ali.
But before that, like, whole
thing was
spoiler.
Okay, sorry, listeners. One spoiler you'll have to deal with. Although, if you watch the trailer, you probably figured it out.
Yeah.
But,
so she didn't. What did she do with her life? She used to go for French classes.
Yoga classes.
And Bollywood dance classes. But what did she do with her life?
Yeah, I know. We don't have a good answer for that.
Yeah.
But it's Bollywood. What else? Anything else about this movie?
One thing I didn't like too much, actually, is... you know how they kept emphasizing that, to be like a good artist in the sense of musician or like a poet or like an artist, you have to feel pain and you have to go through heartbreak. Yeah. I don't know. I don't personally agree with that, which is why I didn't like the fact that they were throwing that out so much in the whole movie.
Yeah. It was, the whole, it was just, again, Karan Johar, love is friendship is love.
Yeah.
Which was what but a darker version.
Much darker version. Very dark.
No, but what was the overall message that he was trying to like give the audience, that guys and girls can't be friends?
No, I think it's that people show love in different ways, and for a lot of people, it doesn't just have to be like romantic love for it.
I think his point was exactly the opposite of that, right? Because when he says that at the end, she gets really upset and stands going in space. Sorry, another spoiler.
You're just telling them the whole story, dude.
No, but they don't. Okay.
They don't know the background.
They don't know the whole.
They don't know the background.
They don't know. So to find out, you should watch Heather Land. Although
it is a one-time watch, honestly. It's not like a bad movie. No offense, but it's not like Barbar Dekho, where you just like, it's impossible to sit in that movie.
Okay, again, this was the last podcast we did. We clearly have this differences in opinion.
No, even I agree with Shreya as well. That
movie is just... At least you can like go for it for like the acting, and like if you don't have anything else to do on the weekend, just like go watch it.
I mean, it's a bit long, but like, it's a chill thing. Just so sit, relax.
Yeah.
Okay. That is the verdict. Is there anything else? I thought it was a good first half, but poor second half, as unfortunately seems to have been my review for a lot of movies recently. Okay, moving on. We have our usual trailer roundup. So we watched four trailers. First one was in the theater itself, Rogue One 2. Patra is very excited.
Yeah, I really like the first movie. I'm not into the second movie as well.
Into what type of movie?
Like, these, like, not serious. Okay, it's not a serious movie, but not like...
Rogue One 1 was quite serious, I must say.
Yeah, I know, and I liked it. So that's why I'm looking forward to the second one. The second one looks interesting as well, to see, like, the band together with Shraddha Kapoor and Prachi
Desai.
Yeah, she's also in it. Yeah,
so I mean, they brought back the
so they brought back the characters, which is nice. Because sometimes, you know, they try and replace someone.
Doesn't work.
But yeah, I'm quite excited. It looks good. The music looks fine. Should be good.
Yeah, it's about the music scene in the Northeast, which is really big, actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, it should actually be like a good movie, like a fun movie.
I don't know if this can help with the Bhangra performance just finished up. People are clapping. They're not clapping for our podcast. But they will soon. One day, maybe. Next trailer, Rogue One 2. I actually, I'm excited to watch it because Rogue One 1 was so good.
Yeah.
But the trailer itself, I didn't find that exciting or anything.
It was quite confusing because, like, Paramahansa is supposed to be married to Prachi Desai, right, in the movie. And he was like, you could tell that there's something going on between him and Shraddha Kapoor.
Yeah.
So it was a little confusing on that front, unless it's going to be the same, like.
But which I honestly prefer than most movies, or it's not most movies, but a lot of movies now just have the whole plot in the trailer.
Like,
and the trailer is like 3 minutes long. And now suddenly movies have started having two trailers. Like, why?
Shivai had two trailers. Number one of the
three. You watched Shivai?
No, Shivai also released this weekend. We have not watched it yet. We probably will. I probably will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's not make it
a plural. I meant... TIC Productions as a whole, which is me. We'll probably watch it soon. Okay, next trailer was Befikre. Yes.
Yeah, that movie is just no. Like, I just saw that. No, I saw that. When you're about to press
the thumbnail.
Yeah, sorry, nail, that's what it's called. And it just looks stupid from there. And then you press play and it gets stupider and stupider.
Oh, wow, what did he do?
Please, would you go see this movie?
I think I'm going to go watch it, like, for fun, like, for laughs, you know what I mean?
I'm not going to waste
like,
my time.
To make fun of the people on screen. That's what I would go for. But yeah, it seems like you said that the whole movie is just in the trailer.
Yeah, we covered. I gave my views on the last podcast, so I won't go into it again. But yeah, it seems just very Yash Raj trying to do the same thing over and over again. In one sentence. Okay, next movie was Kahani 2.
Okay, so the first one was amazing. I loved the first one. I thought it was really good. This one, again, the plot seems to be following a similar thing where someone goes missing and she's trying to find, I think it's her daughter?
Yeah.
From what I've heard about her, yeah. So, it should be good. It's a suspense movie. It looks a bit intense in the sense that, like, you need to be paying attention. It's not one of those movies you just sit and switch your mind off. You need to be following clues and everything they give you. Similar to the first one, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
For some reason, it reminded me of this movie. But I recently saw it with Amitabh Bachchan, where he had to find a child. You know,
Theme,
and that was a really good movie. Not many people know of it, but I thought it was really good. And I think Kahani is going to be similar to that. I feel I don't know.
I hope that is going to be a lot better. I thought Theme was good, but not like amazing. Regular listeners will know that I always complain about the fact that Bollywood doesn't have enough like. Proper thriller movies or really good like crime thriller type movies.
Have you not seen the movie Tushar Kapoor and Isha Deol? Don't you remember? It's a really old movie, but it's a thriller.
No, there are some, but in general as a whole.
That's like, what movie is that? I'm forgetting the name, but because of that movie, I have like this fear of saunas. I can't like just go inside a sauna. Like, someone's gonna lock me from outside. Why have you guys not seen this movie? Everybody has like a fear of saunas because of this movie.
Most certainly not.
I will need to look this up clearly. Tushar Kapoor on its own sounds horrific already. So I don't know how much scarier
it is. Actually, this was actually a good movie. Seriously, like it was really scary.
Okay, we will check it out.
Yeah.
But Kahani, the first one was amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
I think the second one also looks really good.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited.
But generally, you know, I don't know. I feel like the second one, whenever you have a sequel, the second one is never as good as the first.
Yeah. So I just hope that this one does.
Yeah, but I think this one is completely unrelated to the first one.
Yeah, yeah, story yeah. And but everyone's going to have such high expectations yeah. after the yeah. first one. So it's just like, I mean, I hope it's up to everyone's yeah. expectations.
Let's hope so. And final trailer.
Kabil,
yes.
Yeah.
Another, where I'll let you guys go first. What did you guys think?
I understood that both of them are blind. Yeah, so they both are blind and then something happens. I can't seem to figure out what from the trailer. Gets kidnapped or something
it
happens.
It seems
to
like
her.
Very similar to Ghajni and yeah. Badlapur, where like someone kills his wife effectively and he's on a mission to seek her.
Yeah. So
I think it's a little dark because like they're blind and something really bad happens to them and then like obviously the law and order aren't on their side and they're not able to do anything because they're handicapped, etc, etc. So on that kind of thing, it's a little dark, but I think it seems like it could. I'm not coming for that.
I can't put my finger on it and this is not going to be a helpful comment to anyone, but something about the movie just seems off. Like, I don't know what it is. Something about it just seems...
You know
seems,
what I think it is? I think it's the chemistry between the two because we've never seen them together and they...
No, really, I think it's more just Hrithik Roshan looks really washed up for some reason. And I maybe that's just like me being biased after watching his last few movies. But... Mohenjo-daro.
Oh, how was it?
The worst. Really? It was really bad. And also, and we, as a rule, don't talk about gossip on the show, but after the whole Kangna Ranaut thing, I think that just has really hurt his image a lot. Maybe. And like, when I watch him and I see him, I'm just like, why are you still doing this? I don't want to watch you in a movie.
But I feel like that's the, I mean, the character that he's supposed to play, because like, not that he's blind, but because he doesn't know like how to take care of himself, right? So, it kind of goes with the whole image of somebody who's, somebody who's an average man in India, you know, they're not going to, like,
no,
care too
I,
much
like
about
that, it. I have no issues about this story. Mm-hmm. And I, like, he played a handicapped person in Guzarish, which is one of my favorite and I think most underrated movies because it didn't do well at all, but it's really well made and really
it,
good.
It is very well made.
And so I fully appreciate, like, the story and all of that, but it's just...
Basically,
you're such a
hater.
Yeah, and
I think
not,
we've all
after your reactions
that,
to
that
movie, not specific people.
Okay.
Anyway, before we wrap up, Shreya, you want to talk about web series and online?
Oh yeah. I feel like they've become really popular, and in fact, some of them are really, really good. I've personally seen Bank Vajabharat, Life Sahi Hai, started watching Tripling, Baked I saw ages ago.
Baked
is really good. And then I saw, what's the NGO one behind this?
Better Life Foundation.
Better Life Foundation. And I think, like, they're really fun to watch because when you've had a long day and you come back, you don't want to like watch something serious. And they're just 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Just really fun show that you can just like laugh at, you know. And they're very well made, which is great.
And Little Things. Let's not forget Little Things from last week. And the first episode came out on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, and it was really good. I really liked it. So.
Which that allows me to nicely plug our last episode, which was with Dhruv Sehgal, the star of Little Things. And the writer of Little Things, more importantly.
Oh, okay, wow.
And he spoke to us about what it took to make that series, his experiences, how he actually became a writer and an actor, and how he got into this whole line of work. So go listen to that episode right after you listen to this one. And also go watch Little Things. And that is it for today. Thank you guys for being here.
You're welcome.
And I would say we hope to have you back soon, but Atara is giving me looks right now, which is like, I'm never doing this again.
That's so, not true. I told you which movies I'm willing to watch this
year. Okay, so we'll see you in 3 months.
Yeah. True, actually. 3 months.
Okay. No, but Shreya will come with me for Great Picture. So
yeah. My share.
Okay, thank you guys.
Thanks so much for listening. That was our show and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app. or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments. If there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of, we will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.